This is JLPT Bootcamp, the ultimate guide to passing the JLPT in less time with less pain. This is the JLPT Bootcamp podcast with your host, Mac. This is episode 117, a special cultural episode this week. And if you're new to the podcast, I usually do one culture episode once a month and one how to study episode once a month as well. This is a special cultural episode, though. And this time I want to talk about a kind of an interesting subject that you might have heard of before, and that's the celebrity endorsements for Japanese products. And you've always heard about these jokes, and maybe it's kind of popped up a few times in popular culture about how these famous actors in Hollywood actors, they can't appear in commercials in the United States, so they appear in commercials in Japan. And it's become kind of a running joke, and it's an interesting subject, because I think before I came to Japan, I was in advertising. I worked at a TV station, actually. And to me, advertising and how marketing works is very interesting. What attracts people to buy something? What attracts people to want to do some particular thing? It might not even be buying something. It could be a public service announcement to go and pick up litter or not litter, or read a book to your child every night, something like that. And it's very interesting to me. I think it really shows the difference between two different cultures. And of course, in the States, you don't have Hollywood actors doing endorsements. You'll see sports players, you'll see some other famous people, but you never see a Hollywood actor, really, except for a voiceover. And generally, the reason they give for this is that if a Hollywood actor were to appear in a commercial, then it would kind of take away their value as a person, and it would they wouldn't be valued as much, and you wouldn't want to see them on the silver screen anymore because they appeared in this commercial. It's changing a little bit. You see a few famous actors here and there in commercials I've seen in the States recently. When I see commercials from the States, I don't see them very often, but occasionally I do see them, and they're starting to kind of appear here and there, but still not as much as you would in Japan. And you kind of have to go back to the 80s, and that was kind of a magical time of celebrity appearances and commercials on both sides of the Pacific, really. In Japan, a lot of big-time celebrities were endorsing products, even really small products that, for example, I believe Sylvester Stallone, he was endorsing Ham, and I think something else, a beer. I think Kirin Beer was Sylvester Stallone. He endorsed those two things. He appeared in commercials for those. And then probably the best commercial from that those days was Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is advertising an energy drink. But I have both of those on the website. You need to check those out, because really funny if you haven't seen them before. And also too, in America at that time in the 80s, late 80s, there was a lot of celebrity endorsements for, especially for Pepsi. For example, there was the Michael Jackson, there was Tina Turner, and David Bowie. They were all endorsing Pepsi, singing along, and these huge productions of commercials that were really cool. So basically, in both countries, there was a little bit of celebrity endorsements. There wasn't so much Hollywood actors in the States, but there was musicians. So that kind of is different from now, when you don't really ever see a musician in a commercial in the States. In Japan, celebrities are still present in Japanese commercials. There seems to be less overt endorsements than there were in the past. It's not so much in your face. It's more, there's more of a story usually of some kind. And there are still foreign actors that appear in commercials. One of the most famous series right now is with Tommy Lee Jones and Boss Coffee, which again, I have the video clip for the blog post for this particular podcast, which is like this continuing saga of Tommy Lee Jones, and he's investigating in Japan, and he's I think he's supposed to be from another, I can't remember, it's something about aliens, but he is kind of appears in these different commercials doing different things as a taxi driver, as somebody that's working at a shrine, and these different roles. And so they still have celebrities there. But it's kind of moved more towards, especially like a bigger brands like Coca-Cola, they'll use a big, huge recording artist like Exile, which is, if you don't know Exile, it's a, I guess some people might describe them as a boy band. They're basically kind of a huge, very large band of dancing pop singers. I think last I counted, there's a huge number of them, somewhere over 20. They have their own TV show. They appear on different things. They tour a lot. They're a pretty big band right now, boy band. And they appear in the new Coca-Cola commercial in Japan. And that's kind of, you compare that to what's happening in America. In America, there isn't so much of that. For example, there's the commercials for Coke Zero in America are more about how it's focusing on the benefit. It tastes really good and there's no calories and it's a really cool drink. Not really focusing on, there's absolutely no one famous in the commercials that that I've seen. There's a lot of kind of no-name actors appearing in a few of the Coke commercials in the States, whereas the celebrity endorsements are still kind of alive and well a little bit in Japan. And so why make all this fuss about the differences in celebrity endorsements in commercials? Well, in my opinion, people in Japan are a lot more interested in other people, especially people they know. And those that know is in quotes. So, and by know I mean they've seen that particular person on TV a lot, or around, or in TV shows, and so that actor has kind of built up a persona, a personality type, or whatnot that they connect with, and that they kind of see themselves as that character. They want to be that type of person, and so usually it's kind of like commercials in Japan are more. It's like the commercial is asking, are you this kind of person? Are you exiled? Do you want to be free? Do you, you know, are you, you want to dance around? Or there's other commercials where there's kind of like they're trying to market towards older people, and so they usually pick a older a kabuki actor or something to fill that role, and so people kind of connect with that person, and then they become they want to go and they buy products from that particular company. Whereas commercials in the States, they're in a lot of the Western world, they focus more on what's the advantages to you, the customer. So in the case of Coke Zero, it's you get no calories and great taste. You save money and look great or whatnot. And I think this is interesting and worth noting because commercials show what tends to drive somebody to do something, i.e. buy Coke or stop littering or whatever. So in other words, commercials tend to show what triggers somebody into action, what motivates them, and what motivates a particular culture to go do something. And I think in Japan, it seems more like people are the stars, the characters in the commercials. And that's what's driving people to go do something. While in the States, and I'm sure a lot of other Western countries, it is more appealing to, it's trying to appeal how useful the product is to the particular viewer. You know, it's, and that's not to say, of course, there's numerous exceptions to this. For example, there are Japanese commercials that tout the low cost of cell phone, a particular low cell phone, low cost of a particular cell phone carrier. They will still use famous actors, but they will be, of course, touting the low cost. But, and then, of course, there's American commercials with famous people doing famous things with famous products. So there's of course, exceptions to this rule. But in general, I feel like in Japan, no one really respects your company or wants to buy your products unless you have a big celebrity, somebody known that's in like a TV show or something in your commercial. You'll see like a lot of the same people endorsing, you know, five or six different products. For example, there's I would say maybe an American Asian or a Eurasian woman by the name of Becky. She's half Japanese, and she endorses a lot of different products. I think she's endorsed the USJ, Universal Studios Japan in Osaka, and she endorses cafes. She endorses a couple of different things right now. She's been appearing in a lot of different commercials. And so it gets to be kind of like, well, if you're a Becky kind of person, you buy, you know, you go to USJ, you eat at this cafe, you drive this car. That's kind of, that's the Becky lifestyle. And it's kind of interesting compared to where, what I'm used to coming from the States. It's more like, okay, this product is going to enable you to do something. It's giving you the power to be somebody, to have some advantage of some kind. So interesting. Anyway, this is just a random observation from a guy living in Japan. So I'd like to hear what you would think, what you think about this particular mix of things, commercials in Japan or America, or the Western world, or wherever you are living. Are there more? I mean, does this celebrity endorsements more in Japan? Do you think it's that people in Japan are more people persons, or do you think it's just people really like stars in Japan, whereas they don't really like stars in the Western world? I'd like to hear your comments. This is episode 117. Come visit me at the site at jlptbootcamp.com and leave me a comment for this particular post. Or, of course, you can click on the Contact Me button there at the jlptbootcamp.com website and contact me that way. There's an awesome little form there. If you love old-fashioned communication, old-fashioned email, you can email me. That address is mac@jlptbootcamp.com. I'd love to hear from you any of those three ways about your thoughts, random thoughts about culture or questions about the JLPT. Love to hear from you. Until next month, have a great month studying. to claim your free 21-page ebook on the 5 biggest mistakes people make on the JLPT, as well as more tips and tricks to help you pass the Japanese language proficiency test, come visit me at jlptbootcamp.com.